Hey guys, I'm Clark, and recently I was able to see myself from the outside. Well, literally. Yeah, I just left my own body and started watching myself. And now let me tell you a little about this so that you find out what brought me to this state and whether I managed to get back into my body. Although, by looking at me, it's hard to say that I'm off my head. As a child, when I was really small, I heard an interesting story from my older sister. She said that there exists a ritual through which you can become invisible. That is to say, you can leave your body and turn into a real ghost for a while. To what extent do you think this information inspired a child about 7 or 8 years? That's right. As soon as my sister told me about this ritual, I could no longer think of anything other than getting out of my body. I really wanted to experience it myself, and I was very serious about it. After much persuasion, my sister still agreed to help me and told me how to properly perform the ritual. First, it was necessary to wash a whole bunch of dishes, then carry out a general cleaning in my sister's room, iron a lot of washed clothes and wash the windows. I hate all these household chores, but this time I had to agree to all the terms because this was the only way how I could get out of my body. At the end of the ritual, I was like a squeezed lemon, and every muscle in my body was trembling because of overstrain that I had experienced. I just wanted to lie down and merge with my bed, but I remembered what this was all for. So I demanded that my sister fulfill her promise and take me out of my body. She replied that I needed to go to bed and soon I would get out of my body. In anticipation, I fell asleep and saw really exciting dreams. However, when I woke up, I had the feeling that I had been deceived. I demanded an explanation from my sister and wanted her to answer why I did not leave my body after the ritual. I was really angry and was about to make a real scandal, but my sister managed to calm me down. Clark, I saw with my own eyes how your phantom was roaming all over our house last night. Meanwhile, you were definitely sleeping tight in your bed, she said. Apparently, I actually left my body. But for some reason, I did not notice or did not remember it. This thought really intrigued me, so my sister and I began to repeat this ritual from time to time, but I never managed to remember how I actually left my body. As I turned older, I got sick of all these useless games and decided to stop it by no longer engaging in weird rituals. Also, I began to suspect that my sister came up with this idea only in order to exploit my work for her own purposes. However, the idea of being able to leave my body did not disappear from my mind. But I could not even imagine that soon it would happen in reality and, what's more, under very strange circumstances. It was an ordinary spring day. I was slowly coming back home from the hospital after having tests. Suddenly, I felt dizzy. Everything was getting dark around, and being unable to keep my balance, I fell to the ground. But then I quickly got up and was surprised that my state suddenly improved dramatically. Then I looked down and saw a very strange thing, namely my body, lying on the ground. I looked at my palms, they were transparent, and I realized that my soul had left my body. It means that it happened exactly how I had dreamed of for many years. But instead of joy, I felt fear and anxiety then. There was not a single soul next to my body. So I went to look for people to call for help. But I forgot that without a physical body, I could not interact with them in any way. Which is why I was screaming in vain, passing through other people and was completely invisible to this world. So I returned to my body and waited for my savior. I was very scared and was praying for someone to finally come to me. A lot of bad thoughts were spinning in my head and some of them terrified me. While shuddering, I thought that I was dead and that I might be buried. I definitely didn't want that. So I started trying to jump back into my body, but this was in vain. I lay down on it, jumped in it, fell on it, and even tried to awaken myself by slapping, but the body was as if not mine, and all my attempts to interact did not bring any positive results at all. Suddenly, a group of guys appeared on the horizon. When they approached, I realized that these were my classmates. like never before. I was glad to see them and even forgot about my state. So I rushed to them and began telling them about what had happened. But they, of course, neither saw nor heard me, so the only thing that I could do was to wait. Soon they noticed my body and rushed to help me. They checked my pulse and apparently I didn't have it because guys were shaking me, rubbing my ears and hitting my cheeks. And at that moment I was worried that I would never return to my body. "Come on, call the ambulance, quickly, what are you waiting for?" I was talking excitedly with emptiness. Then one of my classmates finally got out his phone. The arrival of the doctors did not bring the desired results either, but they put me in an ambulance and took me to the hospital. I was really worried that they would take only the body with them, while I would stay here. So I did not even go a step away from my physical body and was carefully watching myself. When I was brought to the hospital, I overheard the doctor's conversation and learned that I had critically low levels of iron, zinc, and something else in my blood, so an urgent transfusion was needed. Then I had to only observe the situation and trust the doctors completely. However, it turned out that I have a very rare blood type, AB negative, and because of this, some difficulties arose. The necessary blood was absent in the bank, and that's why doctors had to find a donor. I was so worried that I started following the nurse who was tasked with finding the donor. She went downstairs where my classmates were sitting and told them everything. Then they began to name their blood types, one after another. Only Jacob was a little embarrassed and nervous, and after some confusion, he said, "I have a negative blood type and theoretically I could become a donor for Clark, but I have never done this before, and I'm terribly afraid to donate blood. So I'm not sure if I will be able to do it." After hearing this, guys began to make fun of and laugh at him, while he looked down because of embarrassment. Of course, he knew that the reaction of his classmates would be exactly like that. But apparently, the desire to help me turned out to be stronger and I was very grateful for his courage. At the same time, his offer to help shocked me. The thing is that Jacob and I have always been enemies. Moreover, he himself was rather neutral towards me, but I did not really like him, and because of this, I was constantly bullying him, making fun of him in front of the whole class, and even beat him. After realizing that Jacob was the only one who volunteered to help me, I was incredibly ashamed of myself and my behavior. Why was I so cruel and aggressive? After all, Jacob did nothing bad to me, and then this guy has agreed to save my life? Almost immediately, Jacob was sent to take some tests, and I decided to stay together with my classmates. You know, seeing your lifeless body is not a very pleasant experience. So next to the guys, I somehow felt calmer. And while sitting in the corridor, I learned something else. For example, my best friend Liam was sitting next to my girlfriend Cindy and held her hand. Then she told him that she loved him and that if I was rescued, she would again have to pretend that she had feelings for me. Well, she meant that it was not good to hurt sick people and all that. And Liam nodded to show that he agreed and said that they would be together anyway. Yuck! What a disgusting situation! And how come I never noticed this before? I swung to punch Liam in the face, but my hand went right through him. Oh yeah, I'm a ghost. But now I at least know how mean these two are. Being really frustrated, I returned to the ward, where I was about to have a blood transfusion. For a minute, Jacob came up to me and told me to stay strong and that soon everything would be fine. And I thanked him in return, but of course, he did not hear it. The transfusion began and I was being rocked as if I were standing in the middle of the sea with raging waves. Anxiety started to grow because I did not understand whether I would return to my body or leave this world forever. However, soon I was sucked into my body like with a vacuum cleaner and I felt it again. I opened my eyes and realized that everything I saw as a ghost was true. The ward, the doctors, and the transfusion looked exactly the same. I felt joy and sadness at the same time. The joy was caused by the fact that I came to my senses and that Jacob helped me, and the sadness was evoked by the act of Liam and Cindy. By the way, soon they all came to my room. Cindy rushed to hug me, but I pushed her away and asked her to stop fooling me. She tried to say some nonsense in response, calling my condition delusional, but in the end she took Liam's arm and they left. By the way, as for him, he never said a word to me while standing aside, but I thanked Jacob for saving me and shook his hand. I apologized for my behavior in the past and offered him to make peace with me. He agreed and said that, in his place, any person would have done the same. But I have a different opinion, because I remembered how shortly before the incident, the school doctor asked everyone to tell their blood types, and Liam also had AB negative, which meant that my best friend was reluctant to save me, but the one whom I always considered my enemy did. Do you consider it good or bad that I saw the real faces of the people around me, or would it have been better if I didn't know anything?